Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're trying to figure it out, you know, each and every day we getting better. You know, I feel like it's always in the game plan, and, you know, whenever those opportunities are called, we got to take advantage of them, and I feel like we haven't been taking advantage of them whenever they have been called, and I feel like that's the only difference. You know, just haven't been taking advantage of it, and we got to start doing that.
Michael Penix, Falcons quarterback, talking about deep shots and trying to find ways to connect on them, be it with the a receiver, or if it's a missed read, whatever the disconnect is, maybe a little gun shy to pull on that one. But this is something that needs to be a facet of the Atlanta Falcons passing game, Randy, and it just hasn't been.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look league wide, there's not a lot of big throws. A lot of teams are playing. Who was the guy on TV said they need to get rid of the too deep or whatever it was? I think it was Mel Kiper that said something about it and everything, and everybody got all up in their feelings about it. But they're taking it away. And the biggest thing what he can't do is force it, though. Just right. Because you want it to happen, you don't force it and do something stupid. And that's what I was thinking about, you know, yesterday when I was talking about, like, they should be 2-1 if you go back and you watch the game and watch the touchdowns that were missed. Well, he's missed Kyle on two of them on the same damn play. You don't think Dan Quinn and him saw that? You don't think Dan Quinn and them studied the film and watched this dude? So my biggest thing is, like, if the play is called and you just automatically, like, okay, I got to hit Kyle because it's been open two more times, they'll bait you into that. So you got to be smart with the football. So I just think, you know, the biggest thing that you do when you have the safeties where they're playing the Falcons for the most part, it's not all the time, but for the most part, is you got to run their ass up out of it. You got to run them up out of that. You've got to make them add more people to the run, to the box, so that you can get those one-on-one, that single high type safety look, and then you can go ahead and take those shots. But the more important thing is they got to make the throw, they got to make the catch for it to, you know, just throwing it up there. Like you were talking about starting the game with a shot. Well, what's the point of just throwing it down there? Just because so you can, like, oh, well, the fans
just so you can
did.
Tell people you did, see, which that, is dumb. I understand
that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it yesterday. I was like, you listen to the fans, you'll be in the stands
right.
with them. I
mean,
that's not a good enough reason if you're going to do that. But I think that, you know, just have to be consistent. I'm talking about Michael with his mechanics and his feet and all those different things. But, yeah, if they're going to continue to play like that, you got to be able to run them out that way because they're playing with a lighter box.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
About it.
We'll talk about the rest of the NFL schedule at noon when we get to the NFL No Huddle. Again, the Cardinals fell to the Seahawks on a 52-yard field goal, 23-20 kickoff short of the zone there. Puts the ball at the 40, and the Seahawks with 28 seconds left, able to get in position for a game-tying, game-winning field goal. College football kind of got underway last night. Army and East Carolina. East Carolina took it to Army 28-6, I think, and I think they used a graduate student walk-on as a holder in a fake field goal, Randy, that went for a touchdown.
Oh, okay. Well, so, I'm glad you're telling me because I damn sure didn't watch that one.
It was a nice fake.
That was not watched on my television.
It happened to be on at trivia, so I was paying attention. It was 14-0 and then 21-0, and at the end of the first quarter, I think it was 21-0. We're like, all right, ECU's winning this one. Actually, a pretty good trio of games tonight. Number 8, Florida State at Virginia. Number 24, TCU at Arizona State. Learn a little bit about TCU in that one, and then Houston, Oregon State a little bit later there. Georgia Tech, number 16th in the land. They travel to play Wake Forest at noon Eastern time. I'm always terrified of noon kickoffs.
Especially on the road.
There's just something about it where it's so easy to be flat.
Especially on the road.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially on the road.
And
I think that the one thing, the biggest thing about what Georgia Tech has is that their formula travels everywhere, no matter what time of day it is. And that this formula will travel with Haynes King and Haynes, you know, running that offense and doing what they do, because Wake Forest is not very good. Robert Ashford, I mean, he's who he's always been.
You know?
And I think that that's the biggest thing right there is that, you know, Claiborne's a nice running back, but they got to figure out a way to try, and the one thing that's probably been Georgia Tech's Achilles heel is turning the ball over.
Right.
And so they can't go up there turning the ball over. And giving this team this.
They escaped that in Colorado.
This overmatched Wake Forest team opportunities because you're messing around and fumbling the ball and those things like that. So as long as Georgia Tech takes care of the ball, they'll win this game pretty easy.
But you would think so.
That's been their Achilles. They've had turnovers in every game.
This is the first time they're hunted.
And a lot of them have been. Going in, especially against Colorado, you know, you had one against Clemson 2 weeks ago. So as long as they play clean and they can play and still beat Wake Forest, how bad Wake Forest is. But like I said, noon game on the road with the upset minded team, that can be a dangerous thing. But I don't think Brent Key and his team will have a letdown.
No, I don't think so either. But this is really the first time under Key or Collins before him, really in a while, that Georgia Tech is going to play a season as the team that's hunted. Yeah. They're going to be favored in most of these games. They're going to get the opponent's best shot for whatever that best shot is going to be. I like to believe that if they play anywhere close to their potential, that it's just not good enough for Wake Forest. But yeah, noon kickoffs always scare me, as you mentioned, on the road. Number 5, Georgia. Number 17, Alabama, under the lights on ABC. And Kirby Smart, a little bit wary of what Alabama's bringing in. He watched the film against Florida State and says Ty Simpson can do a lot more than what he showed in just that game.
I didn't realize, you know, in the Florida State game, it was as messy and sloppy as the weather was at times, you know, like we were playing a game during that time. So I had no idea until last week. You go watch and you're like, oh, okay, it was a rainy, sloppy game. In the other games he's played, there's been no sloppiness. I mean, he's accurate, he's quick with the ball, he's a good decision maker, and has made some elite throws. So they're clicking right now offensively for sure.
Yeah, the weather was a problem, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I think just how Florida State, their mindset to come in that game, Bama wasn't ready for all of that. And I think that, you know, that showed. Now, they're a very talented football team that has flaws, but I think they're playing well and they got their cohesion, but look who they went against. I think that's one thing that you got to view. Wisconsin's not very good. Who was it? Louisiana Monroe, I think they beat down before that. But I'm not, don't get it twisted. Georgia's got an Alabama problem, and whether it's there or here or in Atlanta, Kirby has not beaten this team. Now, he had his biggest win of his career against them, which was the national championship, but at the same time, they still are a good football team who has just as much talent as Georgia and whose quarterback is playing at a high level. I think that, you know, Ryan Williams gets all the praise as he should, but Bernard, he's a bad boy.
Yes, sir.
He's a bad boy right there. Then you look defensively, they can get after you. They're big, they're physical, but they're in the same boat as Georgia. They don't rush the passer consistently. I think, you know, when it comes down to this game, I get whoever runs the ball better and jams back for them, and then who can get the quarterback on the ground.
Yeah. The thing that took me by surprise in that Florida State game was that Alabama got pushed around.
They did.
By the Seminoles.
They did.
That is
on both lines of scrimmage.
Both sides. Yeah. 100% on both sides. That, to me, is the response. If I'm looking at Alabama and I say this is what needs to be different from the loss against Florida State, that can't happen again.
Right.
And Georgia, especially on the offensive line, where there are some questions because of injury right now, you can't get pushed around if you're Alabama. You have to at least play even there to give yourselves a chance on defense. And they go from there because you can't get punked like you did.
But they're getting some of their guys back. Overton's coming back.
Right.
You know, and he's been out for the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And this thing about him is like we know he's a stud up front. He's the leader on their defense. And that's the thing about it. They got healthy at the right time. They got all their dudes back.
Yeah.
With the week before Georgia. And so when you look at that, I mean, we'll talk to Rod in a minute so he can give us a final maybe of as far as who's in and out for the Dogs on their offensive line. But, yeah, Bama is coming in wanting to, you know, because I you see all week where they're like Bama's chance to make the playoffs if they lose.
They've been hearing it since that loss.
Their backs against the wall, all those different things like that. I don't give a damn about that. Everybody, they both need this damn football game. Georgia needs this game just as bad, if not more, than Bama does. But I think it's going to be another class. My brother-in-law just texted me because he's a big, big Alabama fan trying to get in my head talking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't know if we could block Georgia. Don't be trying that with me. I mean, don't be trying that crap with me, man. It's going to be a good damn game, and I think it's going to probably be another classic.
Yeah, I think it's a big one. We'll talk with Roddy about it, like you mentioned. Roddy Nabulsi of UGA Sports is coming up in our next segment. Braves are going to wrap up the season here over the course of the weekend at home against the Pirates. We know about Sunday and what the plan is there. Charlie Morton. Going to get the ball.
Big old Charlie.
Who knows? I mean, I know they're calling it an opener. I think you just kind of let him run for as long as he feels relatively good. And then, like I said, I think you find a way, and this is not the ideal way for Chris Sale to come in. I think you have to pull him mid-inning at some point.
I would hope so.
So he can get the proper walk-off.
All right,
yeah.
Charlie. Good job, Charlie.
And so, unfortunately, not looking for much else besides that.
No.
2020 season for a couple of guys out there, and Drake Baldwin maybe trying to make a final push for NL Rookie of the Year, and it depends on who you ask where he stands on that, but that's where you go there. Atlanta United on the road. They're going to be facing the New England Revolution. Four matches left in this season, three straight on the road here. This is the first of those three. Some good news for United, though. Garth Lagerwey,
yeah, man. I saw
returning to work in a limited capacity. Yeah. He's through the first phase of his treatment. Yeah. So that was a nice bit of news to hear.
Yeah, man, I saw that when you put that on the rundown, man. He's happy that he's back. Like you said, the limited capacity. Doubt he's up there with the team. But anytime you have a health scare like him, anytime you can find a way to get back to work and do something, it's a good deal. So good for Garth, man.
Ryder Cup going on right now. Not going well for the United States. They're down 3-0 already, and I'm not exactly sure they're going to be able to secure this final match. So it might be 3.5 to a half point here in just a couple of minutes. They got 17 and 18 to play, and right now this match, the one that's still alive with Shoffley and Cantlay, is tied through 16. So it would be nice if the U.S. can secure a point heading into the afternoon foursomes. Best ball. So that's what's going on with the Ryder Cup. This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.